For indeed the Lord would say to you this day that I am moving forward. There is a land to be possessed and to be taken. That land was promised to the patriarchs. That land was promised to the church. And that land is promised to all those who are looking to me and looking to none other. For this land must be possessed, says the Lord. And it will be possessed, for I have decreed that it will be. But it will be done on my terms. It will be done by my Spirit. And will it be done in my timing, says the Lord. And I'm working with those who desire to possess the land. I'm working with you ultimately, obedience. For it is those who obey and trust me with all their heart, who look to me, will be the ones who will enter into this land. They will be the ones who will be blessed by this land, for they have paid the price, says the Lord. They have trusted the Lord. They have desired to walk with him and to walk with none other. They are those who do not wish to be defiled, but have the garments of righteousness. They are those who are not mingled with the world, but they are those who are separated wholly unto me, who have allowed the Spirit to work in their hearts and to change their hearts of stone to flesh, who have allowed the Spirit to work that separation, to give those godly affections and desires that are after the Father's heart. They are the ones who will possess the land. But alas, there are some of you still who are looking to the world and who are desiring the things of the world. And you think that because you follow me, I will give in to these things, but I do not, says the Lord. I will not have anything defile my name, my word, my spirit. For you are not of this world. You are of another world. Therefore, let my spirit separate you, says the Lord. Let my spirit bring you out. Let my spirit work within your hearts and your affections so that they are solely for me and me alone, says the Lord. That is the bride who makes herself ready. The bride desires with all her heart to be with the bridegroom and be wherever he is and wherever he goes. But that cannot be if you still look to the world. And you are caught up with the things of the world and the anxiety of the world and the fear and the unbelief of the world. How can you walk with me? How can two of us agree, says the Lord, if you still desire those things within your heart? Therefore, come before me this day and lay yourselves afresh and open before me, that I may indeed work in your hearts, that I may indeed cause your knee to bow in my presence. For those who are caught up in the world are also caught up in the pride of the world and what it gives. And that is its lie. That is its deception. But as you humble yourself before me, so then I will receive you and your eyes will be open. And when your eyes are open, then you can see what is deceiving you, what is tricking you. For how will you know otherwise, says the Lord? But the Lord desires to do this deep work in your hearts. And some of you are still looking to the world and trusting in the world and trusting in the arm of the flesh. And this is what vexes you. This is what robs you of your peace. This is what is beguiling you and deceiving you. This is what keeps you away from my presence and coming before my presence. This is what keeps some of you away from coming to church. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there are hindrances, says the Lord, and they must be removed. For I, the Lord, am moving forward, and some of you will be left behind if you do not keep up with me. Because there is a land, you must keep your eyes on me, and shall be deceived by the enemy, says the Lord. For your warfare is not with flesh and blood, it's against powers and principalities. And you can only war, says the Lord, by the blood of the Lamb. For you overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of your testimony, and love not your lives unto death. You must have this revelation of the blood of the Lamb if you are to overcome in these last days, says the Lord.